Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your hostess, Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
And insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys and gals?
Well, Gary, we have dealt with a lot of changes over the past couple of years. And just when it seemed like we were getting back on that normal train, now we're dealing with the soaring gas prices. And like most, I've seen the cost gradually increase even before the Russian-Ukraine happenings. And I ask myself, why?
Gosh, in the last couple of days, it had been a gradual increase. It's been a staggering increase. A slap you up beside the head. You know, when you go to a gas pump one day and it's one price, and you go the next day and it's 30 cents more a gallon. Now think about it, 30 cents more a gallon doesn't sound like much until you're putting 20 or 30 gallons in your tank. Think about the truckers. You know, they're paying $5 a gallon for diesel now, and they probably pump 150 gallons in those two big old tanks on the sides of the truck. So yeah, things are changing.
And knowing that they're changing, you know, for most individuals who are on a fixed income, such as a retiree, it's a little bit more difficult to imagine paying $70 at the gas pump. And it may even be where people are considering purchasing alternate means that would help with the cost of the fuel, like maybe they're buying a moped if they can drive it.
Buying an electric car if they can afford it.
Well, that's what I think, too, that these oil prices, I think the only ones that are benefiting from that are the electric companies is what I think. But that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, everybody should be prepared to deal with change. And that's one of the challenges when people retire. You know, things are never static. You know, we thought we were coming out of one crisis with COVID, and now we've got another crisis. There's always going to be something that's going to affect how your money grows or how much you're spending. And when you talk about people in retirement, if you have a fixed income or set budget, or you've planned to take out a certain amount of money per month out of your retirement account, if the amount you're spending for gas, electricity, food, and all the things that you need to live every day is going up, then you got to take more money out. That means you're going to deplete your money faster than you were planning to deplete it. And we say on this show all the time, the worst thing that could happen is to run out of money before you run out of life.
Right. And running out of money could be a big deal if you're in retirement, because that's all the income that you have. And as we've seen the inflationary cost in the grocery store, even at Lowe's or Home Depot, we've spent a lot of time in there lately over the past week or so. But even watching some of those costs, I mean, you're still getting, when you're in retirement, you're still getting the same amount of money, but now you're going out and spending more on the things that you didn't spend quite as much on last year. Or the year before. So you still have to budget that out. And with everything that we're dealing with, I mean, we really don't have a crystal ball as to what's around the next corner. But man, now's a great time to start reevaluating and looking at where your finances sit so that maybe you don't have to change your lifestyle too drastically.
Yeah, I had a client tell me the other day, you know, I've got the same amount of money that I had last week. And I said, well, that sounds really nice, but let's say you pull up to a gas pump and gas is $2 a gallon. How many gallons of gas are you going to get for $10? $2 a gallon. If you got $10, how many gallons of gas are you going to get? 5. That's math. Okay, if gas is $4 a gallon, you're getting 2.5 gallons. So, yeah, you got the same $10 bill, but that $10 bill is not putting nearly as much fuel in your tank as it was. And your retirement income, your money, is like the fuel in your tank. That's running your retirement engine of funding the things that you want to do in retirement. Maybe you want to travel. You know, if you're lucky enough to be able to travel again, maybe you want to do something else. Well, you got to have that engine to drive your retirement.
That's right, Gary. So that's why it's important now more than ever to maybe sit down and start learning of some different ways on how you're structuring your retirement funds. And you, one of the ways of doing that is by calling our office at 251-625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
That's right. Or you can still hop onto our website at Ask Jim Byrd, that's BYRD, .com, and leave us your questions, comments, or if there's something that you regular listeners, or if you're just tuning in and you're a new listener to us, have a question or something you'd like to hear us talk about, go to our website. There's a login page under there under a contact us section, and just send us that request and we'll get back to you, or maybe we'll talk about what it is you want to hear.
I know you're probably going to say this in a few minutes. I'm glad you are. Don't just sit there and wait and do nothing. That's the very worst thing you can do, because then you're just letting things happen to you. And if you just sit there and don't take some kind of action, then you might have to change your lifestyle. And most of us don't want to change our lifestyle. Most of us feel uncomfortable with change, and change is something that we have to deal with. We're dealing with changes right now. So if you just do nothing, you're probably backing up. And that's the worst thing to do. Take a minute, pick up the phone, call us. If you have a quick question, we'll answer it over the phone. But if you really want help, call us and set an appointment to come in and talk with us for 30, 45 minutes. I'm going to tell you, when you come in and talk to us, we need to sit down and get to know you and understand where you want to go and what you're doing right now. Because what you're doing right now might not be what you need to do tomorrow to keep getting where you want to be, or even to stay where you are.
Well, Gary, you know, in the past couple of weeks, about 2 weeks ago, we were starting talking about conversations or questions to sit down with your spouse and maybe start to open up the thoughts in retiring, and especially taking into account of how inflation is affecting your retirement, if you're even looking at seeing if it's possible to do that now. Mm-hmm. But it kind of reminds me of what you were just saying just a couple of minutes ago, is the old term, ignorance is bliss. You ever heard that?
I have.
So, you know, we don't tend to worry about things that we don't know about, but not doing that, at least inquiring and changing your mindset or your thought, sometimes can be very costly or very dangerous. And right now, you just don't have that ignorance to be afforded based off of what we see is going on around us and how it's affecting us. Let's think about it like this. Hundreds of years ago, electricity, and I'm going to use this one for an example, individuals just knew natural daylight, candles, oil lanterns. They couldn't fathom until a little guy came along and said, look, we can flip a switch and we've got electricity, until the unknown was discovered. And now we can't think any other way of getting our electricity other than flipping a switch.
Flipping a switch, yeah. That's why you see people today looking at home, well, especially down here, since during hurricane season, our lights can go off at any time. But you may need electricity. So some people have taken the step to put in a home generator. That's looking forward to taking care of things that could occur that will affect you in your life.
And being prepared, Gary.
Oh, I should pay you $100 for saying that. Be prepared. Yes, I learned that in Boy Scouts. And, you know, think about it. Every day we're prepared. We don't walk out of our house naked, do we? No, we're prepared. We put on clothes. Now, that's a pretty silly example, but we're prepared. If you want to buy a house, you have to save up a down payment. If you want to buy a car, you have to make sure that you can afford the monthly payment. You have to be able to afford the monthly insurance. When you want to retire, you have to make sure that you can continue paying for all the things that were there before you retired. Because, you know, retirement is not just flipping a switch and not going in the office anymore. There's a lot of things that don't change. But the things that can change, you have to at least have some idea of how you're going to deal with them. You mentioned inflation. How do we deal with inflation? Well, we hope our government takes some of the steps to get inflation lower. But if they're not helping us, we have to find a way to earn more money. And so when you put your money in a retirement plan, maybe part of your retirement plan is putting a segment of your money somewhere that it's guaranteed to grow. Part of your money may need to go in somewhere that it's guaranteed never to go down. So that's what being prepared means. And if you're not prepared, then you're like the guy walking out of his house and saying, well, I think I look good. Until the neighbor looks up and says, where's your pants?
Well, Gary, you know, we can't always predict every event that's going to occur. But that's why it's more important than ever to have a solid financial cushion to go a long way toward helping to calm down some of those anxieties when they do occur. And one way of doing that is by giving our office a call at 251-625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
Or you can go to our website at AskJimBird, that's BYRD.com, and drop us in a comment under our Contact Us page.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't help you until we talk to you. And that's the first step. It's the first step in anything. You know, if you were sick, you'd go to a doctor and ask the doctor, hey, here's what I've got. What do I do? And that's a very common question when people come in our office. Here's what I've saved. What do I do with it? How do I not lose it? And I think we said this last week. It's not uncommon at all for someone to come in our office and say, hey, Here's part of what I've saved. This is all the money I have. And I can't afford to lose this. Why are they saying I can't afford to lose it? Because if they lose it, they don't have any money to continue the lifestyle that they want to live. So having a guaranteed income, and we all rely on Social Security. You know, when Social Security was initially formed, it was not for a guaranteed income. It was called Old Age Pension Insurance. I forget the exact name, but it was designed for people who had not been able to save and prepare. Today, we look at Social Security as a baseline for the amount of money that we're going to have every month. I listen to people all the time that come in and say, yeah, here's how much I'm getting from Social Security. And it's wonderful. You get a Social Security check generally once a month. And the wonderful thing about Social Security, this just happened, but it was because of inflation, you get a cost of living adjustment every year that your cost of living goes up. Well, some strategies that we have do include that. So how would you like to not only have a second Social Security check that you know is going to be there every month, it's going to be there every month for the rest of your life, but it can also increase when your costs increase. Not every strategy does that, but there are strategies that will do that for you. That's what a good person helping you plan your retirement helps you do. They help look for solutions to keep you on track, to keep you within the lines. You know, when we're on a road, we don't cross over that white line. I know occasionally I do, and you remind me to get back over that line. Well, retiring is kind of like the same thing. You want to stay between the lines. You may want to go faster, you may want to go slower, but you know, the first thing is stay within those lines.
Right. And you know, Gary, it's also important that whoever you're working with has the same goals, and that's to help you as an individual. You know, we had a gentleman come into our office not so long ago, and he said, you know, I have other strategies, and I want to come in because I've asked my individual to look into something less risky for me, especially right now. And I'm usually a high risk taker, mm-hmm. and they just won't do it. Can you help me? And folks, that's what somebody ought to be helping you do, especially if all this stuff is confusing. I mean, we take continuing education courses because of all of the changes, and there's no way possible we can keep up with every single thing. But when someone comes into our office and says, can you help me reduce my risk? Well, we're not going to say, hold the course, stay where you are. Now, we know that the market is reactionary, and if there are changes that happen, and you know, the market was down, and of course this is a pre-recorded show, but we know it's been down the past few days 600 to 800 points, and we know that it came back up a little bit on Tuesday, and you know, but your 401k, man, it's taking that ride with it. So even if it does come back up just a little bit, you're not where you were when you started. And if you're not planning for that, if you're not looking for that, why not? Why isn't your retirement fund important to you? Why aren't you looking into asking those questions of how you can better position yourself?
I think part of it is we're afraid to ask the question. You know, we take an example, a guy. You know, guys are supposed to be able to do anything. So we don't like asking questions. I laughed the other day. I was buying a riding lawnmower, and we were trying to move the lawnmower to put it on a lift to put it in the back of my truck. Well, we couldn't get the lawnmower to move, and we pulled on things. We grabbed levers, and I finally looked up and laughed and said, well, you know, I've got an instruction manual. Do you think we ought to look at that? And I was trying to do it myself without having something as a guide to say, hey, here's how you do it. Here's the easy way to do it. And you touched on something when you mentioned it a minute ago. Talk to someone who will listen to you. I just had a client make an appointment yesterday. And they made the appointment because they said, I've got a financial advisor, I've been with him for years, and he won't listen. He won't do what I want him to do. And I'm like, why won't he do what he wants you to do? And he said, I need to stay the course. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm a sailor. If I am sailing my sailboat and there's a storm in front of me, probably the worst thing I can do is stay the course, because I'm going to sail right into a thunderstorm, which could have lightning, thunder, waves, could capsize my boat. So sometimes, you know, if the weather's good, you want to stay the course. Sometimes you want to deviate, and you need someone that can help you figure out what deviations to make to get to your end goal. Because it's all about you. It's not about, you know, some people come in, and here again, we had someone come in the other day, and he said, I want to be in these particular investment strategies. And we put him there. He was willing to take the risk to get a higher return. And so there's a adage, if you want to call it that, if you want to get a higher return, you have to take more risk. Well, risk is great when you're young, because if you take a risk and you're wrong, you have time to make it up. You have time to make other decisions. Think of people that were retiring in 2008 and had all their money in the stock market. The stock market dropped almost 40%, and it took 5 years to get back. Now, there's no crystal ball that tells you how fast the stock market recovered, but the reality for these folks was they retired in 2008. The stock market dropped 40%. Now, let's put that in real terms. You have $100,000 in your retirement account, and it's all tied to the market, and it drops 40%. You have $60,000 that day to work with, and you need to spend some of it, and you need to try to make up the loss. Well, you got to be more risky. Do you really want to be more risky when you're 60 years old or 65 or whatever your retirement date is? When you don't have time to make that up, you have to start using that then. So when people come in, we ask them, what's your risk tolerance? Do you have time to take some chances? And a lot of our clients don't have that time. You know, we have a lot of people that come in that are nearing retirement or in retirement, and they say, I can't afford to lose this money. This is all the money I have for the rest of my life. So my main responsibility to them is to show them how they can grow that money and grow it with a return that they're willing to accept and not lose the money. Warren Buffett has two rules. Rule number one, never lose money. And you know what his second rule is?
Never forget rule number one.
You're exactly right. Never forget rule number one. Now, that's oversimplifying it. You can't always not lose money. But the point is, you have to have a plan that you can look at and say, am I on the course that I want to be on? Is there something in front of me that's going to derail this plan? And what changes do I need to make? Some people have 24 hours a day to stay online, to watch things, and make those decisions. Most of us don't have that much time, or we want to do other things. That's where we come in. We do take the time to look at what's going on, to research strategies that can help you, and make recommendations to you based on what you want. Because if I help enough other people get what they want, I get whatever I want in life. I don't have to worry about me. I worry about the client sitting in front of me. What do you want? Do you want a stable return? Or do you want to take a little bit of risk and maybe get a higher return, but maybe lose it all?
So if you're wondering where you are and what your risk tolerance is, call our office at 251-625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
Or go to askjimbird.com, that's BYRD, so that we can help schedule a consultation, which is complimentary, to help you get a better sense of your risk tolerance.
Or to help you put down, maybe for the first time, just a few things. A financial plan doesn't have to be 100 pages long. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as easy as taking a look at your current expenses. I hate the word budget, but in reality, that's what we do. We help you look at what you're spending, how much you've saved, and how long you need it to last. You know, if you're coming in and you're 50 years old, our recommendations may be different if you're coming in and you're 70 years old because of time.
Right, because you want to be independent later in life, and you don't want to be a burden to some of your family members.
Sure.
That might end up having to take care of you. You know, loss of independence is probably one of the biggest and most commonly shared things that we hear when they come into the office. Because, as you've said so many times, we're living longer. Well, if we're living longer, you know, we've got to be paying for these expenses.
Yep.
And we've got to be planning for these expenses. And I was just reading the other day that they are considering making changes yet again to the RMDs. You know, we talked about this several months back, about the gradual increases to the retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they bringing that subject back up to the table, but they're also looking at some of the charitable contributions this year. there have been a lot of tax changes that have occurred. And that's why it's also important, if you have a financial person that you're talking to or just looking for, that they have strategic partners working together to help you make those decisions so that you don't have to make those on your own.
Exactly.
And it really does end up being beneficial to you so that you can make those decisions and feel good about them to reduce the anxiety that you could be feeling.
Right. You know, that's why we don't give tax advice, we don't give legal advice, but we have strategic partners with our firm who we can call and get those kind of answers, because you want the answers to come from someone who has the experience and the knowledge to give you the right direction. And you mentioned something a minute ago, not wanting to be a burden and worrying about health care expenses. Boy, we could talk a whole show on healthcare expenses, and we do spend a lot of time on them sometime. How would you like this scenario? Let's say you got Social Security, and you're collecting $2,000 a month for Social Security, and all of a sudden you have a stroke, and you need people to come into your house to help you do things because you can't do them anymore. Wouldn't it be nice if that Social Security of $2,000 would double to $4,000, even if it's only for a period of 5 years? I have a strategy that'll do exactly that for you. If you're getting an income and you have a health emergency and you need help, your income would double for 5 years. So using the number I just gave you, if you were getting $2,000 from Social Security, you had a healthcare emergency, you'd be getting $4,000 for 5 years every month. That's the kind of planning that we ask people to do, to say, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we ask, what could happen? You know, for things that you can expect, you budget. For things you aren't sure about, you insure. You know, why do we put insurance on our cars? Because we don't know if somebody may run into us, and we don't want to pay the whole cost of repairing the car ourselves if they don't have insurance. Why do we have health insurance? Because we can't hardly pay the whole bill if we have to have an operation. So take a look at where you are, and let us help you look at what you've saved, and let us help you keep it. Let us help you grow it. And I've said this many times, it's not what you save, it's what you keep. And you mentioned taxes. Boy, we can spend a whole time talking about taxes. I know you don't want me to do that today. But our taxes are probably going to go up in the next few years. Many economists are guaranteeing us that we're going to have significant tax increases. And that means if you've got a 401k and you've got money in there that's tax deferred, Uncle Sam, who is your partner in that account, because you haven't paid him his taxes, if you've got $100,000 in an account and you have a 25% tax rate, he owns $25,000 in that account. If taxes go up to 40%, he owns $40,000. Remember, our tax rates are written in pencil. The government can and does change them at will. So part of a good tax plan is assessing your risk, knowing what expenses you might expect, knowing what kind of income you can depend on, and then making sure that if that storm comes up in front of you, you can deviate around it and still stay on track.
Pick up that phone and make that call to invest in your future, your retirement, with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, 625-1226. Or 877-251-1984. Thank you, Gary Garner, insurance professional, as well as Ms. Vicki Miller, Director of Operations with Safe Harbor. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.